The Greens say it doesn't go far enough. National Senator Ron Boswell says it should be scrapped entirely. But some in the energy industry have given it a big thumbs up, and I'm talking about the latest advice from the Climate Change Authority that Australia should stick with its renewable energy goals. That is, that 20% of all power output by 2020 to come from renewable energy sources. Pacific Hydro is a renewable energy company with 6 wind farms in Victoria and South Australia and permits to build another 4. They're also looking at building a large solar farm near Moree in New South Wales. Lane Crockett is Pacific Hydro's General Manager for Australia. Good morning, Lane. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you, John. Good morning to you.
Now, are you relieved that the authority has recommended that the target stay at 20%? There was a possibility that the target could have been scrapped altogether, wasn't there?
Oh, no, I don't think there's any chance of being scrapped altogether. I mean, it's been bipartisan policy or legislation for a long time now. I guess what we are concerned about is when there's ongoing conversations and ongoing reviews about the target, because that creates so much uncertainty.
Can we just begin with wind for a moment, Lane? There's been criticism from, you know, locals, obviously, with subsonic noise, noises that people can't detect, and generally a little bit of hostility from local communities. Is that dissipating, or is that on the increase?
Oh, look, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, there has been an unregistered doctor wandering around telling people that they'll get ill if there's a wind farm near them. But this is not the case. There's absolutely no evidence for it. And when you look at the health benefits of renewable energy, you can see that it's from a comparative point of view, it's just bizarre. I mean, if you look at fossil fuel generation and the health impacts to the community in those areas, they are significant and they're well known and well documented. So it's it's one of those things where it's actually created more concerns for the community, for somebody to walk in and start telling them all sorts of things than the wind farm itself could ever create. So it's an issue that the industry has certainly been working with, and I think we're starting to get some sense on that, particularly after the Senate looked at the excessive noise bill and came to the conclusion that it's not an issue.
It's not an issue at all. And yet, certainly in New South Wales, I think the O'Farrell government has shown a little hostility towards wind farms, hasn't it?
Well, look, they've been doing a review for quite a while, so we're not sure exactly where they're going to land. But what the reviews show, and whether it's a review by a state government or a federal government, is it always ends up demonstrating the benefits of renewable energy, which are, benefits to regional areas for farmers who are looking to find different ways to generate revenue from their land. It creates manufacturing opportunities and it creates jobs. And again, these jobs are often in regional areas, so they're very important to keep the regional areas vibrant.
It's 8:09 here on RN Summer Breakfast, where we're joined by Lane Crockett, Pacific Hydro's General Manager for Australia. Whether there's a review every 2 or 4 years, how do you make plans while you're waiting for the final legislative outcome? Does it make it more difficult?
It certainly is more difficult. In fact, the market almost goes to sleep while we have one of these reviews. Because as you could imagine, and you mentioned in your introduction, you've got some people arguing that it should go up and some arguing that it should go down. And so that creates a lot of uncertainty for the market. And so nobody's really prepared to have sensible discussions about contracting. And you need to contract in the long term to create the environment for investing in long-term assets. And it's the reviews that are the problem, and it's this particular legislation has been reviewed ad infinitum, and frankly, it's just time to get on and deliver it. Bernie Fraser said yesterday, if we carry on with two-year reviews and you change something, you wouldn't even know the impact of it by the time you started the next review.
Yeah.
So it clearly doesn't work, and we believe it's time to get on and start delivering that target.
Well, indeed. Does it mean it's possible you could lose another year of production waiting for outcomes of reviews?
Well, look, in our view is that if you have two-year reviews, there's no way you could get to the target.
No.
Because you just you're constantly reviewing yourself into a position where you won't be able to reach it. So we're supportive of the Climate Change Authority's recommendation to extend the timing of the reviews, but in fact what we've been arguing for is that the target should just be fixed, put a line under it, and get on with it. Now, if it's determined that the country wants to increase its commitment to reduce emissions, then you should be able to lift it up. Because, of course, the more renewables you build, the lower emissions you will have.
Ron Boswell from the National says that that renewables increases electricity prices for households. Now, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, sure. Look, I mean, the modelling shows that by 2020, the renewable energy target, when it's at its full level, will only be between about $1 to $5 per month per household. Now, look, that in the scheme of things, that is insignificant. You know, people are sensitive and should be to electricity price rises, and they have been rising, but it's not renewable energy that's causing it.
Yes.
It's the distribution and transmission charges, and, you know, there has been a fair bit of conversation in the media and talking about restructuring energy markets to start to deal with that, but it's not renewable energy that's pushing up prices.
Well, the other thing is, I think if you put to most people, would you be prepared to pay a dollar a week for increased electricity prices in order to achieve 20% sustainable development? I think people would take it.
That's right. I mean, the benefits are both immediate and long term. So the immediate benefits are like health benefits from burning less fossil fuels. Whereas in the long term, obviously, the climate change benefits from lower emissions will also occur.
Yeah, indeed. Lane, look, thanks for taking the trouble for joining us this morning. I wish you all the best.
That's a pleasure. Thanks a lot, John.
Lane Crockett is Pacific Hydro's General Manager for Australia. This is RN Summer Breakfast with John Doyle, where it's about 14 minutes past 8.